RadioMD.com. Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know how wonderful it is to be a parent. And we do the shows here for the American Academy of Pediatrics every week. And we have our amazing pediatricians on talking about all of the different parenting things and kiddie things. But today we're going to go at a little bit of a different angle. We're talking with Vicki Reese. She's a mother of three, creator of the first ever computer software for interactive music, dance, and exercise videos for the kiddos. Welcome to the show, Vicki. So stress of being a parent. It's such a wonderful feeling, as you and I were just saying, but we do have a lot of stress. Tell us, what do you think is the best bit of advice you've ever given about the stress of being a parent?
Oh, my goodness. The best, and I think most important, is realizing how blessed we are, how grateful we are, and how quickly time passes. Because I got to tell you, you know, I was always the one, I had two miscarriages, then I couldn't get pregnant, and then thank God everything was fine. I had my first of three kids. So my, you know, everybody that, you know, I was friends with, I always had the younger kids. And it sounds trite, but it's so true. It's like in a blink of an eye, you go from like baking pumpkin muffins for them in preschool to them leaving for college. And I think if we realize how quickly time flies, and when we're in the midst of everything, the multitasking, the, you know, the beautiful and stressful chaos of everyday life, we don't realize until we look back how precious that time is. And it's interesting, as I was just mentioning when we were getting on, my baby is leaving in about an hour to head back to college. And when my daughter, who just graduated college, every time I'd say goodbye to her and take her to the airport, you leave with your heart outside of you.
Ugh.
And I, you know,
I can't even imagine.
I can't even, if I could, maybe be in my nest forever. It feels so unnatural. And, you know, and I talk about this a lot. I make posters all the time, you know, on our Joy of Mom Facebook. And moms are like, oh, my God, my baby's going to kindergarten or nursery school or middle, you know, school. And then they're like, I can't even believe going to high school and then the military. I mean, it's just, it's that feeling, you know, where we never stop being a mom from the moment we know we're pregnant to our last breath.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is also that I think that what you just said is some of the best advice that we can give on any of our shows here at Radio MD, is that we have to appreciate every second. And when the baby's colicky and crying, you're like, oh, can't wait till they're a little older. But now all I can do is look back. I want to hold that little baby again and keep them right here safe. And I don't want them going out at night. So it really is really, really good advice. What, you're a parenting expert. What do people say when you give unsolicited advice? Because I do it all the time. And so sometimes they take it.
Yeah.
Because I give my two best advice, Vicki, is that I say, put your kids to bed early, because that time afterwards is you and, you know, your spouse or your personal time, and then feed them a variety of foods. You know, variety of foods, because I'm a nutrition expert at exercise physiology.
Ooh.
So I like to do all that stuff. So what do you say when people say, oh, please, you know, it's all so different?
Well, what's so interesting is that in today's world, there's so much fabulous access to being our own advocate. And so I feel like Google, blogs, shows like yours could be our best friends, because it's where we get best information. And scarily and sadly, a lot of times the, you know, professional information, you just don't know where it's coming from. And I mean, this is such a little thing. Well, it's actually not a little thing, but I went to this farmer's market, fell in love with these products, tracked this woman down, and I broke my arm, my right wrist, 2 weeks ago, and I'm a righty. So it's like one of the first days I went out driving, like a few days ago, I went back to that farmer's market to find these fabulous products. And long story short, the woman met me in a parking lot in front of Trader Joe's yesterday. And I got some, you know, clean green toothpaste and sunscreen and different things. And last night at like 1:30 in the morning, I'm Googling up all the ingredients, because I'm like, Castile soap in toothpaste? Like, what? You know, although it's organic. But it's there's so much, you know, we just have to be our own advocate.
And well, we do. And that's huge information, is to be your own advocate. And what do you think of parents? And I know that I'm trying not to be a helicopter parent. I'm trying. I'm a little Jewish girl. It's not easy for me, right? I mean, it's absolutely not easy. But what do you think about some of these things like GPS on their phone? Do we start from a place of trust with kids as they get into teenage years? Or do you just start right away saying, okay, I'm keeping a really close eye on you because I don't want you going down the rabbit hole?
You know, it was so wild. I look at that as pure safety. Like, we have that on my daughter's phone, and she was in Israel during all the missiles and bombings last summer. I can't, people were like, you of all, but like, hi, you know, and then she was there for 3.5 months from, like, you know, a $13 day hostel in Vienna because I couldn't get back into Israel, to one of the girls she was with. There were four girls, all friends from college, two of which are sisters. Their friends, their brother is dating somebody who's just lovely, and they were staying. So from the $13 day hostel to a mansion in London. It was like, what? You know, but thank God for that GPS tracking system.
So you could see where she was.
My husband, it was like when the, I can't even, you know, I just have to share this one thing, and you'll so get it.
Because we only have a minute and a half left.
Oh, they were on a beach. They said running, they were in a bomb shelter because yes. And so he's tracking to see where she is. And then there's a Facebook post 20 minutes later, out of the bomb shelter having a picnic, because life goes on. So it's just a common sense. You want your kids to feel safe, feel secure, have good judgment. Too much of a helicopter parent, we don't allow them the room and the space, but we can never not stop being mama bears. So it's that.
How do we not impart? How do we not impart our, because
that
my
fear.
Son, he's like a way laid back kid, but my daughter, she's starting to really pick up on all my worries. And I'm like, okay, you don't need to be afraid of these things. I will worry about them for you. But, you know, we don't want to, just as we don't want to say, oh, I'm so fat, because we don't want our children seeing us
that. Yeah.
It's about health, you know, and strength. How do you not impart your worries?
I think you got to separate the anxiety from the fear and having a good, healthy sense of tuning into your intuition. I know this beyond so well, I can't even tell you. From life experience, from being a mom. But do you know what I mean? That difference of what's fear and what's listening to your gut. And when you're sensitive and you listen to your gut, you will never go wrong. And then talking with their mamas. I know.
That's right, though. You know, our guts, our instincts, and sometimes my husband will say, oh, please, you're being so ridiculous. But I'm not. And when I feel it, when I know it deep, I know that I'm right about it. It absolutely is true. So you got about 30 seconds here to wrap it up and tell us where we can find out more about your great information. The Joy of Mom is your book, Celebrating Mother's Love.
Thank you. They can get my book on Amazon.com, Joy of Mom on Facebook, share everything all day long. It's fabulous. Joy of Mom on Instagram, Twitter, handles Joy of Mom, and our blog, joyofmom.com. We're best of advice. Love to feature some of the stuff you're doing, because I'm like, I was hooked from it last listening on. I'm like, don't hang up yet, you know. But
well, that's great.
So,
and it's
fabulous.
So joyofmom.com, and the book is Joy of Mom, Celebrating a Mother's Love. And that's really what it's all about, listeners.
It's all about the moments.
It is. It's about the moments. Vicki's given us really some of the best information we can give on these shows, is live for each moment. Understand that it goes by in a blink of an eye. They say days are long and years are so, so fast. So try and enjoy every single second with your kids that you can. And of course, listening to RadioMD.com and shows like this certainly help us to pick and choose and, you know, not to sweat the small stuff. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.